Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, there we go. Alright, world, what it is, what it do, it's your boy John the Baptist, a.k.a. Premier Poppy in the building. On Air Don't Care, this is...
Sydney James, 80 Proof Rider, a.k.a. Caviar James, Soul of Rebel King, with my boy,
E.C.Z.
Of Puzzle Optics in the building.
Boy.
What it do? What's going on, Feezy? How you been? How you
doing, bro?
What's 2019? How you doing in 2019? I see you repping the,
oh, yeah, the Lucky Man
brands. That the brand is strong. It's the bomb. Lucky Man Films. You know what it is.
You know.
I feel you. All right. I appreciate you.
Let's stop the bullshit. You know what it is, man.
Oh, get up.
We gotta get the elevator out the road.
No time for small talk, huh?
What's up, man? How do you feel about this R. Kelly shit? Cause that's what it is.
What's going on with R. Kelly?
Just break it down. Go ahead and break it down. Break it down, bro.
Well, apparently, Mr. R. Kelly is in lots of legal troubles at the moment, including, what is, how many counts of, is it?
I don't know about the counts. Fuck the meat and potatoes of it all. Bottom line, he was fucking up young, underage girls.
Allegedly.
A long time ago, he beat that case. All of a sudden, they got a case saying they got videotaped. He was messing with underage
and
girls.
And he said how old the girls were in the tape. Yeah.
And I guess, I'm not for sure. It's the girls that he'll with, two of the girls he's with right now. And so he had to post, somebody bailed him out, you know what I'm saying, because apparently he having money problems. He gets out, he does an interview with Gail King.
It was a fantastic interview.
Gail King, yeah. The one of the two-headed monsters destroy black men. We'll get to that later.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The two-headed monsters destroy black men.
About to be a bomb taker.
Well, anyway.
You may want to scoot over, boy. You about to get hot on that left.
No, I don't want no smoke. I don't want no smoke, but it's just
I know it gets hot on the left, but
anyway,
damn.
Man, he did an interview, and he was... Did you see something? Did you watch the clip?
I mean, I ain't watched the whole interview, but it was pretty amusing what I saw.
No, I mean,
I'm just trying to feed my kids.
No, and then he said, this is my fucking life. Start crying. It made you come to reality. This cat is not just a sociopath. He's narcissistic.
Cool, that's a classic symptom of a sociopath.
It's amazing. It's like, in my view, it's like, I don't know what to say about it, man, because really, I'm like, this is bullshit, how they doing Kelly. But then again, I got two babies. And somebody playing my daughter, I got two daughters, and they at that age what he likes. So I got to look at that perspective, too.
I mean, and I agree with you 100%. Like, it's not like I'm taking up for R. Kelly, but yeah. My question is, even though he beat the case, like, how many years ago, nobody's like, oh, he's innocent. Nobody was like, oh, R. Kelly's innocent.
Yeah.
But societarily, we gave him a pass.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But this time is now, since it's so Facebook.
Now it's just so in your face, yeah.
Now memes, making jokes. What if this is just a big hoax? And he really didn't do what they said. Y'all already crucified him. And it's not cool. It's just like... People are so frickle. What the fuck, man? Just wait.
I mean, that's why, like, you know, that's one of the ugly sides of free speech. Is like, it's like, it sucks that you get vilified in the court of public opinion before you even get convicted in a court of law. And if you get vilified, you know what I'm saying, unless you're like an R. Kelly or something like that, they don't put that on the front page that you
nothing.
Didn't do some shit, you know what I mean? Like that.
Nothing.
It's
then
over
I,
for you. It's a wrap.
Then I see people like put these memes. Oh, it always come back to race. People are not saying this about Harvey Weinstein and this and that. You know why people ain't saying about Harvey Weinstein?
Who Harvey Weinstein is.
Thank you. Y'all are letting people know. The ones that's whining, y'all don't want to keep up in these memes and shit about R. Kelly. Now, if y'all use that same energy that y'all put R. Kelly said about Harvey Weinstein 24/7, they would know.
Right.
Then it's always like, it's no, what's that term people like to use? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
So if both of them wrong, then just because nobody's speaking about that one.
Doesn't make the other one
right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. That's a fact.
And at the end of the day, I'm speaking as a black man, what I see, and you keep this in mind, any social media outlet I got, it's like 50-50, white, black, sweet Spanish women, and everything, right? But I don't see white people really just attacking Harvey Weinstein, like black people attack.
Well,
own,
that may just be a perception issue. Cause
it might be.
I assure you that the people, especially white comedians,
okay.
they attack Harvey Weinstein like the black community attacks Harvey.
I understand
Kelly.
What you're saying. That is true, but not on social media. This
because
what I'm saying.
It's a meme, like they do. You just not seeing it.
Yeah, we just not seeing it because, I mean.
Okay. Okay.
How often?
I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But if you pick up your phone right now, and you know you got your ratio of black and white is probably equal.
It's probably about equal. I would say, yeah, it's about
go 50. On there and see if you won't see a meme through your news feed about R. Kelly. And I'm asking you questions.
But I saw Harvey Weinstein memes. When the Harvey Weinstein shit happened, I saw a flood of Harvey. But now I see why people post R. Kelly shit. Not as many.
Okay, okay. Kevin Spacey.
Okay, well, yeah, that... Kevin Spacey went kind of under the radar because, again, this is an issue of knowledge. I mean, if you're talking about, like, black and white, whatever like that, I mean, even white people probably kind of swept Kevin Spacey in the rug, but, like, nothing like black. Black people be like, who? What is House of Cards? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
wouldn't go that far. Black folks know what House of Cards is.
What did he do?
He said basically like black people don't watch House of Cards.
That's what you said.
Explain what you just said. It's the same issue that like you're saying Harvey Weinstein ain't on like black Twitter or whatever, okay? Same issue. Like Kevin Spacey, you saw a little bit of people, but they got off it real fast. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't important to them. So they didn't handle it. It's all about the lens in which you look at the world. Like that's why you didn't hear about Harvey Weinstein with them. That's why you don't hear about Kevin Spacey or whatever else.
But what I'm saying, I feel what y'all saying, but I'm just saying white people don't have to attack us. That's what I'm saying. White people don't have to listen.
No, I agree with that. White people do not have to attack us
because we're attacking ourselves.
I agree with that.
So it's like white people don't have to say, "Oh, Kelly, because you don't see it," because we don't have to. We can anything. We rather attack ourselves than attack anything else. And then when we get too hot, then you want to just throw that out there, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But it's not cool. Let the verdict come in, the whole original verdict,
yeah,
instead of just going full throttle and attacking. Before you know it, Woken or Wakanda, before you do all that, man, you know what I'm saying? If somebody sees something, like, what is this? And then people look at, okay, people really trending this way, say that way, so I'm going to jump on this trend. Do your research before you do anything. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I ask on any situation.
Man, listen.
Is just do the research first. Okay. I mean, like, I've been guilty of it before. Like, you know, seeing a meme or what. Not a meme, but, like, you know, someone will post and shit like that. And then it'll get in the back of my mind and I'll go to Snopes or one of the little Google and I'll be like, God damn it. That ain't real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was wrong. I'll go on and get on my post and be like, hey, edit. Guess what? This ain't real. Like blah 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 blah. But motherfuckers ain't do that. They'll post the wrong shit,
and then
whenever they figure it's right, they just leave it.
Brooke, I interrupted you. Then we had another banner about something I probably write about. I don't remember. But most people that said fuck Trump. Give me five reasons why you don't. Most people don't. I'm not saying they don't. They just follow suit. Fuck Trump, the orange man. At the end of the day, he's still the president, man.
Right, because here's the thing. Like, if you ask me, do I like it, I'll tell you no.
Yes.
But it's a separate question. Do you want him to do good? Oh, fuck yes. I want him to do the best job that any president's ever done, no matter who, if Republican or Democrat, because like you said, he's still the president.
Yeah.
I don't want him to fuck up, because I still live here. You know what I mean? Like,
because
if he fucks up, then like, I mean... What do I get out of saying I told you so? You know what I'm saying?
But
like if I'm homeless or at war with somebody, I told you so ain't gonna mean shit if I'm gonna catch a bullet.
That's just like me. Okay, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. You know
not
what I'm
either,
saying?
Right.
But the thing is, when people say Michael Cohen, a lot of people don't even know who Michael Cohen is. Then I say Michael Cohen the snitch. But just because he's going against Trump, people like fuck him. He out of here. He out of there. But you don't even know what's going on. You just see somebody say Michael Cohen. Oh, he don't like Trump? Fuck him. Without getting the information. But I put on that Michael Kors a snitch. They looking at me like I'm a cool Uncle Tom. Do your research. He is a snitch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like...
Okay, how he's not a snitch?
I mean, because you got, like, define your thing as, like, was Michael Cohen... Because to me, the definition of snitching is someone who's committing a crime, like, willfully committing a crime with a bunch of people, and then... gets caught and then turns to other people. That's, to me, that's snitching. Like,
to me.
But was Michael Cohen willfully saying that he committed a crime?
I don't know what the fuck happened. At the end of the day, he knew some shit that him and Trump knew. Trump didn't get in trouble. He got himself in some shit. So he wanted to roll on Trump. That's what he did. That's just like, just hear me out. That's just like me and you chilling. You got a girl. And of course, we're going to have women on the side. So I get caught up with one of my
women. Of course.
I mean, no, I'm not. I ain't talking about you, Feezy.
Thank you.
That's my dude. That's my dude. But I ain't talking about you at all. At all.
Stay in your committed relationships.
But, okay, you listen to what I'm saying. Me and you chilling, right?
Right.
With some women. We both got girlfriends. I sit up there, get caught up. I get caught up in everything. So I get caught up, and they ask me about you, and I just tell on you. That's a snitch.
Okay, so like...
What's the
deal? Hold up. So let me ask you a question. So how do you feel about 6ix9ine in his situation?
Perfect example. That is a difficult situation, man. I want somebody, anybody, answering this question. What I'm getting for the 6ix9ine. I'm going to ask you this.
Right.
Okay. 6ix9ine got caught up. Him, Shoddy, Crippy, all the guys
people,
got caught up. So they in the back. 6ix9ine just, they finna get racked. If somebody show you tape, and you hear tape and video of motherfuckers saying they going to kill you, these same motherfuckers you locked up with, they going to kill you. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you still don't snitch, and then guess what they do? You don't snitch, and you take the case, and they still kill you?
Nah, that's what I'm saying, like, all that shit sounds real, I mean, like, because again, here's the thing, is like, if me and you commit a crime together, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the one get caught, and like, hey, who's his name? I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? In that situation, I'm not fucking, like, you my brother, like, and I don't know anything else to change that situation.
Yeah.
Like, and I was committing the crime. Oh, I'm never gonna roll. I'm gonna take that fucking
But you
time.
Look at it. Circumstantial. Feezy, you look at it. We mean you did a crime. And I'm not gonna roll on you, you're not gonna roll on me. But if they come in and have you on videotape saying, 80 did this, 80 did this, we gonna kill this nigga. You talk to somebody else, I'm gonna kill him on this date.
In that case, self-preservation becomes top of the list.
Thank you.
Fight or flight is a basic human instinct in a life or death situation.
If you're supposed to be my boy, and we're coming up together, whether it's in the music industry or business, whatever, if you're all coming up together, and then you want to turn around, and I hear a win that you're trying to take me out, bro, I'm telling everybody everything.
But I don't think, I still wait. I'm saying, if somebody tells me something,
I don't give a shit.
Right.
I'm not flipping.
But,
if I see you and your face and your everything, like,
I'm blowing that whistle,
giving motherfuckers directions to your house where your kids at.
Or
here's
an even better situation. Say you have some partners that fucking, you know, have their feet in the street, whatever.
Yeah.
You not, but you somehow get caught up in their situation that you have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
What is you doing? You taking the time for some shit? I mean, you didn't profit not one penny, not one cent.
I tell you what, man, I ain't gonna say shit.
You taking it?
Yeah, I'm gonna fight my shit because if I'm innocent, I got to believe in the judicial system. I'm not rolling on my partner.
Well, like,
and that ain't, I'm not gonna do it. I'll take this shit.
Here's the thing, if it was me, like you is like somebody I cut for got hemmed up on my shit.
Yeah.
I'm not, and you had nothing to do with it. I can't let you.
I'm not
going to
let
you.
Yeah.
I can't let you
this
take
be
it.
Your homeboys thing.
I'm going to expect my homeboys to do it, but I'm not going to roll on him if I didn't see him sit there and say.
But you have a different code. I mean,
I can't roll. I just let it be.
Look,
and then hopefully I get out and then, it's a different ball game. But if I see somebody, if I physically see this person, they got on tape. This man said, I'm going to kill this man. This where he stay. And it's 3/9/19, and they were planning on killing me at 3/10/19, and they pulled me in.
Yeah.
And they said, we can send him up and do that. I'm going to say, I'm going to roll, man. There ain't no snitching.
Yeah.
That's self-preservation, like you said. I got kids. They're going to try to kill me in front of my kids.
I segue from the original point of the Cohen thing.
Big,
like, but here's the thing.
Is
like, do you call someone who's
real knowledge?
That, like, these guys aren't criminals. They ain't gangsters. Are they held to a no snitching code when you ain't when you're not a gangster?
No.
Because civilian,
you're really
snitching ain't snitching if you're not a fucking if you're a civilian. Go ahead.
If you ain't part of the G code, then you ain't got to follow the G code.
I don't know snitching. No snitching is G code. When I was coming up, if I want to go tell my well, I gotta recant that later, but just hear me out. When I was younger, if I go tell my brother, I'd say tell on C-Rod. My mama said, quit telling on people. So we grew up with that nation, don't tell. Mm-hmm. Now when I got older, like 16 or 17, that's when intricate shit, when we getting in bad shit. I was
right.
The one to go, mama, you know Corey over there. You know he was something serious, ain't C-Rod. You know it's Corey over there. He only got in the fight.
You
but,
love to shame people's name on this show.
But listen.
This motherfucker has come on here talking about all my drug uses.
Listen, the point. I'm saying different forms of snitches. No, I'm trying to explain what I'm saying.
Facts.
When I grew up.
Big facts.
I grew up, man. My mom contradicted my mom because
it's a monkey show and I have no more bananas to give.
Listen, Jono. Check me out. When I was a kid, my mom didn't care because it was like, kid, quit going to tell me. So I was designed not to tell. But if something like Corey or Devin do something that pissed me off, they leave me out, especially going to see some pussy, I'm going to let mom and them know what they did. And so hopefully they don't let them use their cars. But that's not snitching. That's not snitching.
It's called
self-preservation. They going out get
preservation.
Yes, cause they going out get sweet vagina. They going out get sweet vagina. Leave me on stuck at that time. So I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna drop a little jewel. But listen.
This answers so many questions about who you are as a person.
You missed the point, though. You missed the point.
I feel like I have a whole understanding.
But back then, my mama, don't you tell. Well, never, mama. This, now she quiet.
Go ahead.
I'm just letting you know, Mom, because that shit ain't right no more. This, like, I care. It was the fact they left me out against a vagina at that time. But I was a kid. We were still kids then.
Not only were you snitching, you were hating.
But I would never.
You.
I wasn't hating.
Yeah.
How is that hating?
You weren't getting pussy.
Because you weren't getting.
You told on them niggas.
I've never hated on nobody in my life.
Andy, what is that?
I told my mom and them on something else.
Comment below. If you agree or disagree.
I am not hating.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Pete. If anybody's watching, please let us know. If you heard that segment of the
listen,
part, please say if you think he's hating.
Man, my definition of hating is like, you got a woman, and you go somewhere, and I go swoop on her, and start saying negative stuff about you talking down. That's a hater. I never did that. I told my mom. I didn't tell that girl. I didn't tell the girls they were doing this and that. I told my mom. So next time, they couldn't leave me. Oh, better yet, they couldn't use the car because I could use the car. At the time, we had a transportation. So I go do my thing.
Look,
and fuck them.
I'm not mad at you because all
but
fair
and love. Where's the hating? I'm not hating on them because they're getting a woman. I don't care. The fact of the matter is I wanted to use the car. And I didn't get to use the car.
Well, so you may not be player hating, but you're still hating.
You're still hating.
My mom needs to know that because she was able to use my mama's car.
He went back to 15 years old. My mama needs to know that.
There'll be no problem if they let me go. But see, here's the thing. That's not hating. A definition of hating.
Mama said the gay is mad because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
He said it wouldn't be a problem if they just let him go.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Me, I've never. If
I feel
one of my
you.
Partners,
I feel you on that shit.
If one of my partners was cheating on that old lady, I'm not gonna tell it. You know what I'm saying? I won't do it. That's hating.
I mean, like, and, you're your homeboy.
You stay out of it.
That's
not your business to get in the middle of. Yeah.
I'm not. Or if a woman likes some other dude, and I don't even know him, but I'm going to hating because I want her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do it. I just secretly lust. You understand what I just said?
Do what? No, I didn't catch the last.
If another dude like a girl I like. I don't really know him, and I know stuff about it, I go tell her stuff.
Oh, no, that's hate.
I would never do that.
That's
I'm a hater, I have never did that, I never will. You know
okay,
what I'm
you're hater-like in your actions.
No, it's just like, no.
It was hater-adjacent.
It wasn't hater-adjacent.
Well, hopefully someone's watching.
Look.
And hopefully y'all leave your comments.
I was a guilty youth, man.
I'm gonna make, you know what? I'm gonna make a fucking little snippet of this part and put a poll. Hey,
listen, I was a guilty youth.
Y'all let me know. If
I was a guilty youth.
You were premeditating.
I was a 15-year-old child, man, trying to find my way in this world, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was like 5'2", and I didn't go to a growth spurt, and everybody was tall, so I was a short, dumpy kid that they left, and that wasn't cool.
I'm still waiting on my growth spurt.
Right,
so,
me too. Shit.
But at the end of
any
day,
day now. Any day now.
Day, I don't think that's hating. And what 6ix9ine doing, down. Now really, 6ix9ine is being a, really, he's doing self-preservation, but he a bitch for a lot of shit he
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of bitch. But that's what I'm saying. The two things can be true at the same time, right. You know what I mean? Just because he may not be snitching or whatever does not mean he ain't a bitch on some other unrelated issues.
You gotta think about 6ix9ine's situation. Okay, so he's a new artist.
Yeah.
That's
who is on the rise, who's making buku money, and is still rising. You know what I mean? These other dudes are non-consequential in my eyes. So keep going on my rise and feed my family and take care of them, or watch these other niggas' backs. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I think what he's doing.
No, I was agreeing with you to that point. I agree with you. I was disagreeing with you till I got to that point.
Yeah.
Them dudes start plotting on him. So I understand what he did right there. Right. But the logistics of everything else before then, he did grimy shit. He used them. And before then, he was planning on turning his back against them, leaving them out too in the cold. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
that's where that
the level of music that he's got to create to be accepted back into the mainstream. I mean, like, he's got to be on MJ level. He got to be on some Michael Jackson level to be accepted to get after
Michael Jackson.
After this
wait a
shit.
Minute. Speaking of which, this is another topic. I'm glad Fee's here.
That's a nice little segue.
Hey, man, check this out. Oprah Winfrey. Now, keep this in mind. Oprah Winfrey.
You're welcome.
I want you to say I was right. I want you to say I was right.
I don't say when people are right.
I'm getting to the point.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, give me 2 minutes. A couple episodes ago, I don't know when. I said Oprah Winfrey,
uh-huh.
Gayle King. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want no smoke. I said, I didn't appreciate one time the problem I had with them. They got on stage, right? And they started denouncing going at black men.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's my problem. I said, Oprah, I said, everybody.
I don't recall this, but go ahead.
We can go to episode, but anyway, that's fine. People like Oprah. I want to be like Oprah, Oprah this, and that's, they base their whole life. How they raise their kids, which Oprah don't have any. It's no shot at Oprah. But they base their whole life getting advice from Oprah about kids and about marriage, which Oprah never been married. You know what I'm saying? She had a 40-year Stedman boyfriend, a beard, as a boyfriend. Okay.
And Gayle.
Okay. And I said they tend to attack black men, in my opinion. Okay. Fast forward now. Michael Jackson, they got a documentary called Leaving Neverland.
Uh-huh.
From motherfuckers that said that he did not touch them.
Right.
He did not do this. Mike's been dead for 11 years.
Damn, has it been 11
years? 11 years.
2000. It's been 11 years since fucking Michael Jackson been dead?
Yes.
Shit, it don't feel like it's been that long.
Google it.
When was it?
2008.
Damn, it was 2008.
Okay, fast forward that. You seen Oprah take pictures with him, this and that. Oh, now he gone, right? Now she interviewing the same little lying white boys that lied on him. And now she here to crucify him. Let me tell you what happened while she did it. Somebody done pissed Oprah off, or somebody in his family or something. That's how Oprah do. She runs the world. See, now everybody, now, see, the thing is, now I'm saying this.
Allegedly. Let me just pop it. Before Harpo Productions comes to the table, before we even get started.
Allegedly runs the world.
Oprah Winfrey is the first African-American czar, dictator of not the United States, the world. Except North Pole and South Pole. Antarctica.
Because
it's too cold.
Bro.
Okay.
Dictator.
Nah, real knowledge. So she's making a plan to destroy. And it's awfully coincidental that while they going and she interviewing motherfuckers about Mike, Gayle, her best friend, she got a sweet wagon on though. Side note. Gayle got a sweet wagon when she walked. She attacking R. Kelly. Two birds, one stone. Happened to be the king of pop, King R&B.
How dare you speak on Gayle like that?
But she, this is her friend.
How dare you?
Why is it happening right now at the same time?
How dare you speak on Gayle King like that?
So now I see certain people, women, talking about Oprah this. Nah, motherfucker. Lose that. Nah, but they need
you're
to keep
disgusting.
That side. Just because I disagree with you, John, on something, you still my brother and I got your back. So just because y'all disagreeing with Oprah right now for what she did, stay tall with her. Keep believing a woman that don't got kids how to raise your family. Keep believing a woman.
Does Oprah tell people how to raise their
kids? Man, think she give all kind of advice.
I don't follow that.
But let me finish. And anybody who will chime in will agree with me on this. Seriously. I watch all this shit. Keep giving people advice from a woman that's never been married about how you handle a man. You know what I'm saying? How you build empires. You can get advice from her. I would love to learn, but she ain't going to teach me. But that's how I find a dandy, lollipops and unicorns. But what her and Gayle King is doing right now is a monkey show that have no more bananas to give to. Real knowledge. How it's awfully coincidental that Gayle King is attacking R. Kelly.
Right.
Interviewing R. Kelly. She interviewing, Oprah interviewing 2-3 white boys that said he didn't touch them. Now she interviewing after he passed. And I don't want nobody to happen to me because I'm scared to even speak on Oprah because she's powerful. But
no,
I got babies.
I feel what you're saying because...
So you tell me what I'm wrong at. Because
number one, he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
And these people, not like in an interview or whatever, they, in a court of law, said that this did not happen. Now, like, again, he's not here to defend himself, so I don't know if he did or didn't do these things. My personal belief is Michael Jackson, while he had psychological problems of like losing a childhood, I don't for a second ever thought that he touched a kid
That's just my belief.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I wasn't there. That's just my belief. However, like to be like just to keep it all the way 100 though, if he did, and they said at that time that he didn't, end the fucking story.
Yeah, but
like, you can't interview some motherfuckers now in the court of law said it didn't happen. Now Jono, they changed their mind. Fuck
just
out
like
of
you
here.
Just said that. That's what R. Kelly was saying, though. When they asked him, that's how he said it, too. That's how he said it.
But these are saying
no, that's when they said it. They said, so have you ever messed with an underage girl? Now, when they said the stuff I said then, I was found not guilty. Guilty, that's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking. He said, I was found not guilty. Man, that's a sick something. See, I don't think...
The Pied Piper? You think the Pied Piper is a sick set of a bitch?
Man, they should have known, man.
Who was the Pied Piper? Who was the Pied Piper leading?
Yeah, but listen.
Children. The nigga's a sick son of a bitch.
Let me tell you, man. He had a song. He had a bootleg song. He was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I was like, what the fuck? He's talking about, do you want to come to Love Land? Yeah. And people let it be. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's different between him and Mike. Because Mike, they say, Mike, you can't sleep with kids. He was like, why? Why?
Because that's what I'm saying. Because I don't think he thought about children that way. I don't think he thought about sex that way.
Yeah,
man.
I think he didn't say either. Man, because I kissed Lisa Marie Presley that time on MTV. I was like, oh, my God, that was terrible. I don't even think he was a homosexual. I just think he didn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think some people just are like,
but
it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a sexual preference or even want sexual
desire. But you see how
we're
talking about it right now? That's how they should keep it. Don't try to crucify this man after we pass. We just talking about it. He's gone.
Why y'all didn't do this shit? Like, why y'all didn't put this documentary together when the motherfucker was alive? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
And why would
keep
Oprah, I just don't get why would... Think about
money
this.
Takes a lot of things off the table.
But Oprah don't need no
keep
bread.
Keep it 100, keep it a buck. Money takes a lot of things
but
off the table.
But what was Oprah's
especially
agenda?
With the icon that Michael Jackson
but that's
was.
But here's my thing, though.
I'm not saying
like,
that Michael Jackson was the one doing
Eddie,
it, but he's got people
Eddie,
under him that are
to keep
out
it fucking. If it happened, they decided to accept money to say that it didn't happen. So
right.
These people had the opportunity. The parents, the children, they had the opportunity
right.
to, in a court of law, to say it happened. They chose not to.
Now, okay,
so. That's the at this point. That's the end of it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all decided when something could have been done about it.
Right.
Like they opted not to.
Now let me ask you this. Now,
think about Harvey Weinstein, all the women that, you know.
Man, I don't got no problem with Harvey Weinstein. Never, I'm going to get to my motherfucking point after y'all finish. Harvey Weinstein is my motherfucker. That's real shit. That
just because he was the producer, or not the producer, but the fucking owner of the company when the Pulp Fiction and shit made, like.
I love Harvey Weinstein.
Or even Harvey Weinstein, like Bill Cosby, like. I heard he loves jail, though.
I heard that, too. He's, like, having the time of his life. He's having the time of his life in jail.
That's what he said. But, okay, so after all these years, you know, he's all old and decrepit.
Right.
Now. He's blind, can't even see. And then all these other women started coming out the woodwork. You know what I mean? They were probably paid off at some point in time.
Right, see, that's the thing. I have no that's exactly it. Like, the man was still alive. The people came forward. Like, you proved the evidence, man.
Right,
you gotta pay the piper. It should have happened earlier.
But
at the same
time, I know that Bill Cosby is still alive. But I mean, what really can he do about it? He might have.
No,
well,
but here's the thing: is like,
half a leg.
But here's the thing: if y'all, I mean, like, they didn't do what they should have did. But the nigga's still alive. So like, he's in jail now.
Right,
he don't get to live his last years in life just in the lap of luxury. Now he got to.
He's still alive, but I mean, his career has been over.
But you gotta look at the end of the day.
He ain't really trying to do nothing else.
It's a bigger thing they trying to do to us. Men of color, they trying to destroy legacy. It goes back to the story of men.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Listen, they trying to tarnish legacy. Remember, we were just talking about something earlier. Achilles, Troy. When Troy said, that little boy told him, that dude's big, I'm scared to fight him. He said, I don't want to fight him. And then what Achilles say?
That's why they will never
remember
you.
Your name.
Yeah.
They won't remember your name. People can always remember their name, so what they trying to do is tarnish their name. And it's not cool to me for people.
No, I definitely feel, man, because.
But this is my opinion.
Your balls and your word. What else you have in this fucking world?
I'm speaking as a black man, and I'm just saying, my opinion as a black man. It's not cool because I was saying this earlier. It's not white people just really trying to tarnish us. It's our own kind that's doing it. They the one putting these memes and putting that in people's heads.
My own kind doing all the killing.
So then you look at kids that's 11, 10, 9, don't really know. They're straight looking. So the future going to look at R. Kelly as a pedophile, well, they might should. I'm not for sure. The verdicts, I'm not for sure. Looking at Michael Jackson, not like all this great music he made. Not looking at Bill Cosby, like for 8 years he made one of the biggest shows that talk structure and parenting and minority relationships. They're not going to look at it like that. They're going to look at him as a creep. That's what they're trying to do.
Here's the thing,
what they're trying to do.
He is a creep, but here's the thing, art and artists.
But you got
to be separate.
But it's not separated because it's a bigger thing. In my opinion, they trying to destroy the black man, the young black males. They're looking at it like this.
I think that's just part of systemic racism.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
It's awfully crazy. It's awfully crazy. From the span 2015 to 2019, it's just all these black guys. And another thing, I'm not taking up for Bill Cosby because he had this shit coming. Because the only thing he did, people can go back and do your research. He liked to ridicule black men, and he did that a lot of times. See what I'm saying? He did that. So now we're supposed to embrace him. Michael Jackson, he dismissed that from the whole black community for a long time. But every time he got in trouble, he ran to the black community, and we just embrace him. Now R. Kelly was just a narcissist. He just kept doing creepy shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to take up for him, but that's just my opinions on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just don't appreciate you letting these people tarnish your legacies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't much care what happens after I'm gone, but I damn sure ain't gonna let you speak, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna speak down on me. If this time I did shit, talk away. But don't you, God damn it, don't you fucking say some shit I didn't fucking do.
Yeah.
I do enough fucked up shit that you want to talk the truth about me?
Yeah,
knock yourself out.
But
don't you fucking lie on me.
It all leads back to one thing. It's too many people getting enjoyment of vilifying people's names in a court of public opinion. People wake up, and I'm not even talking about children. These are adults that wake up to vilify people's names in a court of public opinion.
You're right.
And then you see somebody trying to strive and do better, maybe unorthodox sometimes, but they do not like it. They don't want to see it. The closest people to you.
I don't understand the motivation of people who, like...
Think about it, man.
For someone who isn't actually even doing anything with animosity in mind, but still feel compelled to, like, sour your name, sour your movement, it's sour a, whatever you got. I don't understand.
Listen,
I
would you
don't
understand,
understand
what I'm saying about the social media?
Okay, I can help you understand that right now. Not our generation, but I think the generations after us, culturally, American culturally, like trauma. Even our generation.
I mean, I,
likes drama.
I think it's a human nature, but I mean, I'll agree with you on
I wouldn't
that.
Even say human nature, because back in the day, people were like abducted in plain sight. They were like, we don't want the neighbors to fucking know, bitch. Whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
so
of course they want drama. The dad
saying, like,
and the mama was messing up. Of course they wanted
course,
drama.
Right. But I'm saying, like, even just culturally back then, your business wasn't getting put out there. You know what
I
mean?
Can
I obviously, you didn't have internet and all that shit back then. But culturally back then, your business wasn't out there. Nowadays, culturally, everybody's putting their business out there.
Well, can I ask both of y'all a question? Am I wrong? I might be in a minority by myself. Like,
usually wrong, but go ahead.
Okay. On this topic, everybody always say I'm wrong. But do you feel, or am I the only one to feel like this in the whole world, that a lot of people that scream this woken, this we got to unify.
It's a fad.
No. But I'm see what you're saying, but everybody saying woken. We got to unify. We got to look out for each other, businesses and companies. Am I the only one that see the most people that talk that and express that do the total opposite?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm saying, am I the only one?
No, because the people that are doing that don't talk about it.
They
just
do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Generally, the people that are like, black unity, Wakanda forever, blah, 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 blah. Like, now, I do. I love that. I love to see people be proud or whatever, but I hate to see people like, that, like, it's the whole, we talked before, the whole Gucci band. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, I'd rather not even y'all even talk about Gucci. I'd rather you just, like, I'd rather see rappers start wearing black designers. No conversation about Gucci, but, like, all 10 of the hottest rappers all wear black designers in their videos for the next fucking year. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't wear no Gucci. Don't wear no Fendi. Don't wear no Burberry. None of that shit. Wear black designers so that you're influencing the culture to get away from fucking these European fashion houses.
It starts with the fans and the people talking it. They talking it, but they're not going to do it.
Right.
It's so many people I know personally, and that's true. Talk this pro-black, this and that, don't do it. A real person show action. When you say you're going to do something,
you do it.
You got to promote and market, right? Promote and market. But you tell somebody you're going to do
it. First, you got to do it.
Listen, though. When you promote and market, it got to come. So when it comes, you promote and market something else. Don't just say you're going to do this, and then you don't do it, then you bounce somewhere else. You just keep talking. You show action. And I'm going to say this.
That's where that old saying comes in.
And there's so many people. So many people is for this clout and shit. So many people just say what they're going to do, they don't do it, and they get mad because you're doing it. Then you just see them. You don't tell social media every action and move you're going to make. Every time you say you're going to do something, you get on social media. I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave me this watch. You hate it. You don't have to do that. That's unified.
I mean, well, number one is dumb because not everything is always guaranteed. So half the time when you fucking come out here and say something, well, it may dissolve. Oh, hey, when are you going to do that thing? Ain't no point in talking about shit until it fucking happens.
Until you have a finished product or a full finished.
On some real knowledge, what you said is so real. And that's real knowledge because if you sit there and say, okay, I got this finna go on. Apparently, you got a day because I know you, and it's gonna drop. But too many people I see just put that out there just to say they're doing somebody else doing.
Right.
And then they say it's keeping up with the Joneses. But they keeping up the Jones, but they ain't really doing it. They ain't trying to boost or unify.
We
look out for each other.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
People just watch each other do it, but they ain't trying to do nothing. Then they get mad if you do it. Then they say, I don't got time for this. You child, this and that. And it's like, where is this coming from?
Right. See, that's
like, I'm not trying to influence you.
The reason why people like to talk about it, and like me and John were talking about yesterday, I told him a lot of people want to have bigger dreams than what they're willing to put the work in.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, not only do they not want to put the work in, they're also looking for a handout here and there. They want somebody to help them. They want somebody to kick them in the ass and, I guess, try to help them move along their way. But like y'all, like I was telling John yesterday, y'all are in it to win it. Y'all ain't boasting, you know what I mean, until after your
product is done. A lot of people don't got the mud. They say, we unify, we can go from the ground up. Nobody wants that.
But they quickly.
A lot of people just rather listen to somebody say, oh, I worked with this person. They be like, oh, he worked with this person before. And he this and that. And you never do nothing. You never, 5 years later, you work, I met this person, but you never do nothing. But when people doing it, they get mad and try to demoralize it. And when you ain't just in awe of somebody else, anybody, I don't care if it's a normal person or a celebrity or anybody, if you ain't in awe of somebody else and you just do your thing and you got to go with your team, it seems like it's a problem. Am I the only one that feels that way?
No, I mean, I can't be out here and say that I don't have people that support me and love me and stuff.
No, that ain't what I'm saying.
I definitely do. But it's just weird out here that, like very often the very people that you extend a hand to, either friendship or even either help up or just even, like, come together, sometimes be the same ones that don't want you, they only want your success unless it's intertwined with their success. You, my brother, I mean, you like family to me. He's damn, I mean, even longer than that, almost 20 years, he's like my family. Like, I don't need to succeed for him to succeed. Like, if he can succeed without me,
more power to him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be out here down-talking his name or whatever, but more often than not, there are so many people that, like, no. See, like, oh, you mean, like, if he succeeds, I don't? Yeah. No.
Right. I can't have it. It goes straight up back to that old saying, misery loves company, and nobody wants to stand still alone.
And you know what's that's so crazy? Right, it ain't even that. Some people say, let's do it as a group, and we do it. These people, some people just don't get mad because you even doing it. They want you just to fall back and to be about them. You down to do it like that. You down to do it like that, and you will do it like that.
Right.
But they don't want you to do nothing. Yeah, they won't do it, but we doing it as a crew. They don't want no parts of it.
Right.
They get mad. They get divisive. And they do a lot of things.
My favorite is, like, when you have, like, a fire-ass idea and you bring it to somebody or one of their friends that you know that will give you your honest opinion or their honest opinion, and they shoot it down before even trying to think about it or fully hear you out.
Those motherfuckers, beware.
It's the same people. When you tell them some good news and they hit you with that,
Listen, just like what he said. Be leery. If you tell somebody some good news about something you're doing, you're on the phone, you tell them, they get. If always remember this. If somebody that you consider your friend, you got good news to tell them, and when they hit you with this, did you watch the game the other day? When they get off of it, that means you tell them you got some exciting news.
You've been pouring your blood, sweat, and tears for years. You fucking got some good news. But anyway, my kid, he's going to play basketball tomorrow. Right. You going
to
come
again? Man, be leery. Them ain't your friends. Real now, as soon as you talk to somebody, and then the first thing they do is start talking about something else, not only are they not your friends, because after the conversation, when you leave, they still think about what you said. And they're going to try to destroy anything or find anybody to talk to destroy your dreams and not promote that shit. That's on their mind. They going to ignore it, but they just keep it in their mind. That's not a friend. Real knowledge.
Anyway, we've probably been we've been running up for you. So we gonna draw a conclusion to this. Anyway, I'm a little ad for myself. It'sthebomb.com. If you need graphics, videos, any of that type of shit, holler at your boy. This is Eddie Proof Ryder. We got music dropping. Make sure you check us out on the YouTube page, Baptist Originals.
Thanks to my boy Feezy. He had a
dropping in. Yes, sir. You got anything you want to say before we clock out?
I am Sidney James, 80 Proof Rider, a.k.a. Caviar James, the soul of Rebel King. Separation and self-destruction. What's needed is unification. Real knowledge.
And remember, on air don't care if don't nobody else care. We got
real knowledge. Go on.